This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this first weekend of March. Can you believe that we are already into the third month of 2021? Man, time flies. Tom Arnold is going to be joining us this second hour as our first guest. Funny, funny guy. He's got a new venture we'll be chatting about. Then another comedian who's part of an ABC show that is socially very, very important called Soul of a Nation. And later on in the hour, Cameron Hall will be on the program. And, of course, she is always welcome here. She's a frequent guest, we might add. She's part of the Cameron Hall Show, which can be seen in syndication every weekday. And then we'll end things out this second hour with dietitian Mia Sin about eating healthy. And that's all coming up this second hour of Ron Segi Today.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. Our next guest hasn't been on our show in a long time, although our paths have crossed over the years. Joining us right now is one funny man. It's Tom Arnold. Hi, Tom. How you doing? Welcome back.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well.
It's been a long time, and I'll tell you, the last time you and I were in each other's company was back in 2009, June, where I did the eulogy and emceed the funeral for our mutual friend, Ed McMahon.
Oh, yes. Good old Ed.
Yeah.
Yes. What a great dude.
You guys had the same birthday.
Yes. Ed McMahon, Shaq, and I loved Ed. We're very close. Looking at a picture of him right now on the wall of my office. 10 years ago, huh?
Yeah, 10 years ago, yeah. You were nice enough to come up on stage, and I think we were at the Radio and Television Pavilion or something there in Burbank, wasn't it?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes,
well,
yeah.
Sad day, but anyway, that was the last time we spoke. And now you are doing something that is very cool. You're on the live edition, celebrity edition, I might add, of Family Feud, going a lot of places. Tell us about this, because this show is so good on television, and now you are bringing it on stage. Tell us about it, Tom.
Well, you know, back in the day, I loved the Family Feud. I've always loved it. I loved it from the first host, Richard, what was his name, Richard Dawkins?
Richard Dawson. Dawson.
Yeah, remember? And he kissed people.
Right.
And it's a guy from Hogan's Heroes, which, it was just a fun show, and it seemed like if you watched it, and, you know, I used to watch it when I lived back in Iowa before I came out to Hollywood. And I thought, that just seemed like a show I could probably do. It's not like Jeopardy where you're like, yeah, I probably couldn't do that show. It just seemed like a fun show. And eventually, the Jackie Thomas show, my TV show, we competed against Roseanne on the show. So I've been on the television show. And we won. And I have the clips to it. I was watching them recently as we get ready to go on the road to do this show. And I remember how competitive we were. And John Goodman and Roseanne and Lori Metcalf were just my cast. I had Martin Mull and the other guys. We really wanted to win. And it was very competitive. It was very fun. Someone called me that they do this live. I go, how does that even work? What do you mean live? They go, we go around the different cities and you know, 3,000 people will come out. And I was like, oh my gosh, and people can win money and they get picked randomly out of the audience and they put them together and a real, you know, game show producer will coach them up. And, you know, and I'm like, I'm not the host or anything. I'm like the family member, the celebrity family member. So I get to play, which is the most fun, and that's what we do. And, you know, I have little kids now, and we love playing these games together. And, you know, I have a lot of energy still, barely, but it just seems like great fun. And people, like I say, can win money, and they're excited. It's a home run, I think.
Is Fremantle the production company that does the television show doing the live shows too, Tom?
Yeah, they're very good. They can do your laundry.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm 100% sure I would not be doing this if they weren't the ones doing it, because they are just excellent. They really know what they're doing. It's going to be the show, and they're going to do it like the show. It's going to be live. It's you know, if you go to a taping of the show, there's dead spots.
Yeah.
You know, as you wait for things to be set up, there's not going to be dead spots here. When you go to, when it's game time, you know, people are going to know the contestants are going to be, they'll be interviewed backstage, so they'll be in the order that the producer thinks that they'll be answering the questions. You know, how they do, they set up the, what they think is the quickest, smartest family member first, second, third. It's going to be great.
You are the perfect person for this. There is no doubt about it, because you radiate such energy, and being the fan as you are of the show. You know, we were talking about Ed earlier, his family. I got them on the TV version of Celebrity. The thing that really gets me, you talk about how everything kind of comes together. The host of this show is Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo Bowden won the television show's number one prize, Next Big Star, that Ed hosted.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. See, full circle everything.
Yeah.
That's right.
I go down, you have done so many films, and I'm just going to mention a few. 9 Months, McHale's Navy, Cradle 2 to the Grave, Happy Endings, The Great Buck Howard, and, of course, the Fox News Net talk show, the best damn sports show, period. I love that. And you've been keeping busy like crazy. You started, actually, though, in an open microphone night at the University of Iowa just on a whim.
Well, you know, I dreamed. I grew up in Ottumwa, Iowa. As a single father, you know, he went to work and he came home, and my brother and I, the only time, we really heard him laugh downstairs would be when there was a Bob Hope special on. You know, I said to my brother, whatever it is that this Bob Hope does, you know, I want to do that. So Bob Hope's this comedian. This is in the 60s, you know, and
yeah.
There'd be a Bob Hope do one of these USO shows or whatever, and he'd go to Vietnam or he'd go wherever the troops were, and he'd do these fantastic shows. And so I wanted to be a comedian. And when I saved up money working at the meatpacking plant, you know, I eventually got to the University of Iowa. They had open mic night. And I just wanted to get up there and tell some jokes and got all my friends together, and we had a bunch of drinks and told jokes. I still have a tape of the first time, and you know, I wasn't good, and my friends thought I was, and ended up getting a opportunity for a job in Minneapolis, and ended up moving up there, and that's where I met my first wife, and she just started doing comedy from Denver, and then I started writing jokes for her, and then she went in 1985 on Johnny Carson, you know, with Ed McMahon there, and it was her first time, and she did a couple of jokes I'd written, and Johnny loved her, and
yeah.
Sat her down there, and then she had a career. And then she said, I want to, you know, do a show about my life. I want you to come out and write it. So I came out there to L.A., and one of the first things I did was a Bob Hope special. So my dad was sitting at home in Ottumwa, Iowa, and on the same TV that he watched and laughed at Bob Hope when I was a kid, the same living room, he saw me with Bob Hope and laughed. And then, you know, and of course Bob Hope called him and, you know, it was amazing. And that's my first magic is, you know, making my dad laugh with the guy that he idolized, you know. Yeah, that's what happened. But yeah, I just got up and I told some jokes I'd stolen from other people and then eventually learned how to do it right.
You know, Tom, when you told that story, I just got the chills when you said the thing about the Bob Hope story because, boy, what a great way to have your father see that. I mean, that is sensational. Gosh, wow, that's heavy stuff right there.
Well, it was amazing. And, you know, Bob Hope, you know, I get hooked up with the USO for Bob Hope, and I do stuff with him. And then he has me come down to Palm Springs, and, you know, he has that beautiful house down there. And I spend time with him and get to know him. And, you know, Bob Hope liked to work, too. And he'd call and say, hey, he'd be golfing over there at Toluca Lake. And I'd say, hey, come over and do the tag on the Roseanne Show or whatever. And he, too, we had so much fun. Just so many things that he and his wife and just these incredible people. And, you know, what a crazy honor to get to know Bob Hope and to get to know, you know, Johnny Carson a little bit. But Ed McMahon, I knew Ed McMahon and his wife very intimately and spent so much time with them. And you know, what a big honor that is for somebody like me, too. It's just really good people.
Yeah, they really are. In fact, he and I were partners for many years and toured with a show called The Tonight Show Memories. And I got a call about 2 months ago from Pam, his wife, and she wants to do that again.
Pam.
Yeah, and so we might
do
it.
That's a good idea. People love that. Man, you know, I was talking to Jane Fonda, and her and Lily Tomlin were doing stuff on the road. And at first they were like, I don't know about, you know, doing these memory shows, and then they were like, oh, my God, this is the best. People just love it. You know, and people that were movie stars, people love it. The Tonight Show, the memories, again, I'm looking at pictures. I see Ed sent me these pictures. It's Joan Crawford with him and Johnny on the show. Ed gave me the most amazing original pictures from the Tonight Show. But these memories, people love them. It's like why people love the older rock bands.
Right.
They sell out.
Right.
And then the new is dope. People love this stuff. That would be a fantastic idea.
Well, yeah, we're going to do it after the first of the year. But, you know, I go down the list, Tom, of all of the places that you're going to be at, and you're going to be at the Villages in Florida. And speaking about tributes, I do a show with a 15-piece orchestra called The Tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and we're going to be playing the Villages on the 20th. It's a nice place. You'll like it.
Oh, Dick Clark's another one.
Yeah.
Loved him.
Tom, we invite you to come back and check out Family Feud Live for tickets. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Tom Arnold has been our guest, and the name of the show, of course, is The Family Feud Live Celebrity Edition. I've seen some of the early reviews of the rehearsals, and they are fabulous. We are going to pause only momentarily because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. We invite you to check out our website, which is ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. We're coming right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is a very talented guy. I'm really in awe of his work. He's not only a comedian, a fine actor, and he's part of a new show on ABC every Tuesday evening at 10 p.m., and it's called The Soul of a Nation. It's a very, very important show, and we're very excited to talk to our guest, Tommy Davidson. Hi, Tommy. How are you? Welcome to the show. I think this is the first time you've been with us.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is, but I'm so glad to be able to connect with you, because connecting with you, I'm connecting with a whole lot of people, I heard.
Well, that's...
No, when we're talking about the military arena globally, and I mean globally.
So I guess this is the right conduit for a man of many talents like yourself. You know, I was watching, before I went on the air, some of the stuff on YouTube, and you were doing a bit on Spanish TV, and I was rolling, man. My That is so true. And they talk so fast. I don't know what the heck they're saying, but I have great friends in the Spanish broadcasting market. And I said, they should have, at the bottom, they should have a closed captions, you know. Of course, I don't know if you could read it that fast, but boy, that's a funny bit you do. You're a funny guy, there's no doubt.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much, man. It's worked for me over the years, by the way.
Well, and deservingly so, too. You have opened for our friend Patti LaBelle, Kenny G. The first film debut, Not Too Bad, opposite Halle Berry in Strictly Business, Booty Calls.
Not Too Bad.
Not Too Bad, Spike Lee's Bamboozled, the Fox NFL show, a lot of Showtime specials, the animated series, The Proud Family. But tell us about this new show that's premiering called The Soul of a Nation, a show about black people, for all people, about the black experience in America. And you are featured in the first episode and also the one on March 23rd, which focuses on laughing humor throughout very difficult times in America. How did this whole thing come about?
Well, you know what? You know, me being just a fraction of the whole that's made this work for me. You know, I got a call, and of course, you know, when I have any chance to open people's eyes, I'm going to say yet. And of course, Soul of a Nation was the perfect vehicle. Soul of a Nation, you know, a look at African Americans now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say something like that, you got to take the operative word in that, which is American, which is all of us, you know, and all of us being different. We're just centralizing on a central group. And there's been this thing, racism, that came up over the last 4 years and reared its head again. And it's the most perfect time to take a look at what devastation that can cause in dividing us. I mean, when it starts, it's stuff. It really does, like taking lives,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'll start with World War II. What's the count on that one? You know, I'll take the Civil War. What's the count on that one? Slavery. What's the count on that one? You know, Holocaust. What's the count on that? What's the count? You know, what's the death count? You know, we don't count the death count anymore. We count the lives and the lives that are touched
right. By
enlightenment. And so this is a great opportunity for America to take a look at their own. African Americans aren't outside of this country. They're not outside of humanity. They're a part of humanity and a part of this country and a part of this country's humanity. Think of us without Sam Cooke. Think of us without, you know, Dr. Drew. Yeah. Blood plasma, you know. How would it work out without having that in Vietnam or Korea? What about that? you know. We're a part of everything that's here, you know. What about the cotton on your shirt or the sugar you put in your coffee or the tobacco that you smoke, you know? What about the jazz that you listen to, you know?
Yeah.
What about the inner spiritual strength? What about if there was no presence at all of us here, what reflection do you have in the mirror of your ethical being? There it is, right on time.
You're right, absolutely right, Tommy. There's a lot of entertainers that are very vocal, to the point where they're almost, you just want to say, you know, be quiet. And then there are those that you never know what their thoughts are. And, you know, somebody like Elvis Presley never expressed anything because he was afraid to lose a part of his huge following. He could have lost half of it and still had more than anybody else. But do you ever worry about being serious when you are known for being funny? Is it effective because it shows a side of you that people don't see all the time because they always equate it with, you know, humor and good nature and fun?
Well, I mean, I've been put here for the vanguard of the pain that people had to go through to not be able to experience the full joy that they could have in life. Like, suppose you were a little white girl and a little white boy back in, let's say, 1801, and you had some black friends that you played with, and that you had to be separated from them and not be able to express your full feelings.
And sometimes not even know why.
Not knowing why at all.
Yeah.
They went a lifetime not knowing.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So I stand on the vanguard of that.
Mm-hmm.
I stand on the vanguard of a woman who gave up her Irish sons to go and fight something called the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have any money in the first place. You see what I mean?
Yeah. How many episodes are there?
There's actually 8.
And there's a lot of talent in there. I mean, you are addressing, as I mentioned,
woo,
the humor and laughing, but there's a lot
of... Yeah, I feel like the hot guy now. I'm with Common and... I'm with all the hotness now. I'm loving it.
Yeah,
you know?
And they're addressing different corners of the problem that we have in doing what you say and getting everybody together. You know what's sad about situations like this is that there is always a segment, regardless of Black America, Irish America, Italian America, there's always a segment of a great culture that put bad names onto that culture. I mean, you know, you look at any type of heritage, and you see that throughout history. And that's just really sad. It's sad, and it's uncomfortable, and it shouldn't happen. And I'm glad that somebody like yourself that sees humor, yet seriousness, in a subject that is very, very serious.
Yeah. You know, and to laugh about it means you're alive to do that in the first place.
That's right. That's so very valuable.
Laughter is the first indication that your life is going pretty good.
Yeah.
Midst of all of the things that we have to deal with on a daily, not only in our personal lives, but watching the world as it is, and not being able to make the kind of changes that we'd like to make, that our heart knows is the right thing to do, you know, but we're just part of humanity. We're not the human race. Because if we're going to be doing that, then the Chinese are going to want to be first, the Spanish world is going to want to be first, you know, just going to go on and on and on. When under that one banner, the worldwide banner, is what do we want? We want, you know, we want good food for our families. We want clean water to drink. We want to be able to have medicine when we're sick. We want to be able to have a community where we can feel protected. We want to be able to grow up our children with love in their heart. You know, we simplify it and keep it simple. And these are the kind of things that keep them simple. It's for us to take a look at ourselves in the mirror, not look at the color.
Yeah.
Look at the humanity.
Look at the humanity of it. Tommy, I got to tell you something. I'm glad you're doing this. You're a talented guy. I'd love to have you come back anytime. Tommy's going to be headlining it with how we get through difficult times with humor and laughter. Tommy Davidson has been our guest. Funny, funny man and a talented man. Tommy, will you join us again sometime soon?
I will. And your inflection is a lot like Johnny Carson.
You couldn't tell me anything more complimentary.
I said your inflection is a lot like Johnny Carson's.
Thank you for saying that. That was my hero. Ed McMahon was my partner, so I'm very close to that whole situation.
Man, the way you ride that, and we'll have you next time on. You know, hey, I hear it.
Well,
I got it in me too, bro. You couldn't help it.
All that practice I did paid off. Thanks, Tommy. Tommy Davidson's been our guest. Nice compliment. Wow. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed along party lines Saturday morning by a 50-49 vote. Before the final vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized the Democrats for rushing through a bill without any GOP support. He said the previous five stimulus bills were written with bipartisan support, but he accused Democrats of taking advantage of a crisis for this measure.
Five rescue packages totaling $4 trillion, and none of them got fewer than 90 votes. The Senate wrote the CARES Act, Republicans and Democrats shoulder to shoulder. That was the road to real pandemic relief, but Democrats actually wanted, Mr. President, something else. They explained their intent very clearly, to exploit this crisis, quote, as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Zedgy today. And I mean this sincerely, okay? Our next guest, I think, is one of the prettiest ladies on television. I'm not saying that because she's here. I really mean that. And her daily syndicated television show is a huge success, called The Tamron Hall Show. Joining us right now is Tamron Hall. Hi, Tamron. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron.
Don, how are you? Thank you for the compliment. I hate to tell you, but without those eyelashes and makeup, you might not think the same thing about me, but thank you for the sweet compliment.
Well, I can only base it on what I see, and what I see is terrific. So let's just keep it at that, okay? Because I don't look like a day at the beach either when I get up in the morning. So, you know. Hey, I'm very excited for you. This is terrific, this show, and I know it's going well. It's a daily show in syndication. By the way, everyone, check TamarinHallShow.com, as they say, for local times and channels. And, of course, you can follow the show on social media at Tamarin Hall Show. Tamarin, tell us how this whole thing came about, because primarily up to this point you had so much experience and so much tenure as a newsperson, winning the 2015 Edward R. Murrow Award, pretty prestigious stuff, part of the NBC's third hour of the Today Show. How did it transfer into this? Because this is almost like a variety show for all intents and purposes. A lot of serious stuff,
you know,
and some light stuff.
Honestly, it was, Ron, I've been on, as you pointed out, the journalist for 25 years, and at one point we looked and counted seven different shows on four different networks at the same time. I hosted Deadline Crime, still do a crime show on Investigation Discovery. I was a reporter for many, many years in different local markets and anchoring in the Today Show and MSNBC with politics. So we thought, why not bring all of this experience, what I have encountered, into one location so we could have fun and fashion on one day, but then we can talk about the battles of veterans. My dad was in the Army for 28 years, and so we could talk about all of this in one week. This week we have love and relationships on. I was 48 when I got married and had my first child, and we have a guest coming on who says, you know, it's never too late. She's getting married now after her 50s. So the show is a layered experience because life is layered. When you sit down and you and I are talking right now, we're not going to talk about one thing. We might talk about how amazing the Dallas Cowboys are or not.
Yeah.
And we might talk about family and friends and all of these things in one conversation. And that's what we wanted our show to reflect, what we all do when we sit down over a meal with friends, when we get on the phone with family members. You just talk about a lot of things. And that's what the show, I hope, reflects every day, the experience you would have with me, one of your friends.
You shocked me because I would have never guessed your age. And you haven't said it, but the fact that you had a child at 48 years old, I thought all the time you were maybe like 33. So that's a nice look that you had there, Tamara.
It's mass. You know what? I got a tip when I was around 27 years old. I was working in Chicago, a local report. I went to this little spot to get a facial. It was one of my first big splurges on myself. And the woman who owned it looked like she was 19. She was in her 80s.
Oh.
And she said, make sure you use a mask every single day, like a moisturizing mask, because I don't care how much, if it's $5, $55, mask every single morning. I was in my 20s, and now I'm 48.
I use a mask, too. The only trouble is seeing out of those little things when you put it over your ear.
Oh, the little hole?
Yeah.
Get the cream. Get the cream mask and so, just kind of like swirl it around. It will be a scary look, but it pays off.
I actually took it for what it was said. You know, they said, get a mask. I said, well, that's pretty rash, you know. I mean, so I went and bought a mask.
Like a Halloween mask.
Yeah.
No. We don't want you to go that far. Not that far.
Tamarin, your television show is much the format of my national radio show, and it keeps you as a host fresh because you're talking about different things. It's not all politics. It's not all lifestyle. It's a variety of things. But how difficult is it for you to be accepted by the audience, to be that chameleon? I am a big fan of the old Tonight Show. In fact, Ed McMahon was my business partner, and we toured together.
Oh, wow.
But when I watch the old shows, I watch Johnny, and everything is on a very light level. Once in a while, I'll bring something serious in, but it was very seldom. How difficult is it to go from something that is a serious news story and then go into something very light and have the audience look at that and say, you know, she can relate in both areas?
You know, I don't think of it as difficult. I mean, it's just being real. You know, as I said, if you sat down with someone, and myself included, and started talking to me about my family, it's likely that it would come up that my sister was a victim of domestic violence and murdered in 2004. And you'd ask me about that, and then maybe 15 minutes later, you'd say, well, what's Moses doing? How's Moses? And that's my son's name. He's 6 months old. And we would transition from one of the most painful things my family experienced to one of the most celebrated things, the birth of my son. So I think, again, the show, just like your show, reflects how people talk and what we talk about. If I sat down with you and you only wanted to talk politics, both of us would probably run out of the room. If somebody only wanted to talk sports, you'd say, all right, that's not my team or that's not my cup of tea. If they only wanted to talk, you know, about food, I don't like to cook. But if you talk a little bit about all of those things, you have a conversation. And I think when people know that you're being sincere, those hard turns are not so hard because they know you're listening. As I said, I don't want to cry, you know, because someone's crying. I want to cry with you. I don't want to laugh at you. I want to laugh with you. And so when people know, as you know with all your years of experience, that people are, that we're experiencing with the viewer, with the person at home, all of these emotions, they know you're real. You talk about Ed McMahon. When we fashioned the show and I went into my meetings with Disney and I was pitching the show, I had a whole computer drive full of Mike Douglas and Merv Griffin. Those are the people, naturally, everyone assumed Phil Donahue and, of course, Oprah were what I was thinking when I brought this show to life, but it really wasn't. I watched the episode with John Lennon and Yoko Ono were on with Mike, and then the next thing you know, there was Muhammad Ali and Sly Stone, not Stallone, Sly Stone, sitting there talking with a politician about, you know, something that was happening at the time. So I love that, and I love being able to make that transition. You talk about Johnny Carson. There was there's a famous week, they call it the week that was, that Harry Belafonte filled in for Johnny Carson, because at the time, Johnny wanted to address what was happening in the country, the civil rights movement, but he did not want to lose that Nebraska Nice. And Harry Belafonte famously filled in for him, had a lineup like no other. It was Dr. King, Bobby Kennedy. In fact, both were assassinated soon after. They were on the show, Muhammad Ali, Aretha Franklin. The lineup was incredible, and Harry hosted it because, to your point, Johnny was hesitant. But I think times have changed. The relationship that we have with our viewers, people who are watching, has changed. So we have that opportunity, if we're authentic about it, to talk about anything, and that's what our show is about.
I remember that week, too, with Harry Belafonte. But, you know, you bring up a very valid point. That is, in that time, in that era, and it happened in radio and television, you were kind of in a niche. You'd never see, like, Walter Cronkite do anything other than sit behind that desk and be extremely serious. And I think this is where the variety and daytime talk shows have really excelled. And I think it's refreshing to the audience. I really do. I want to bring up something here. You mentioned your sister. Tell us a little bit about the Tamron Renate Fund.
I started this show, Deadline Crime, on Investigation Discovery, which is still on. It's entering its sixth season. And people learned my sister's story through me covering crime, and I honestly was stunned one day when I saw, you know, Tamron Hall's dead sister, or Tamron Hall's sister murdered. And I thought, I don't want her just to be that headline. I wanted people to know that she was a mother, that she was a kind person, that we all have our journey, so I needed her name to be mentioned, not what happened to her. And I learned that, honestly, from so many survivors of crime. You know, we used to say domestic violence victim. We now say domestic violence survivor, because people don't want that pain to be the total sum of who they are. I've interviewed family members who've lost loved ones, and they are often heartbroken because, you know, that their loved one's name is now linked to a murderer or what happened to them. So I wanted an opportunity in her name to raise money, to raise awareness, and it's been fantastic. We've had great support from sponsors, but we've also had just people giving whatever they could, a couple of dollars here and there. And I've been to the shelters and I've seen the centers that receive these kind donations, and it's life-changing for these families, because when you think about it, and you know this, if there is a adult who's the victim of abuse or a survivor of abuse, there is a child likely in that room.
In that room.
And in many cases, they too are being abused.
I keep up the good work with that. And equally, keep up the good work with the Tamron Hall Show, and go to TamronHallShow.com for local times and channels. Now, Tamron, you got to do me a favor. You got to come back. You're cool. I like that. I'm going to be your friend.
You know what? As a matter of fact, we just did a story on a woman who started an app where people pay between $900 and $1,200 to meet friends because it's so hard to meet people. You get me for free.
Oh, beauty.
I'm going to give my friendship for free.
Oh, beauty. That's the best deal I've had in a long time. Tamron, please come back, and good luck with the show, okay?
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye. What a sweet lady. Tamron Hall has been our guest. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. that's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
On Sagi today, all across the USA and around the world. And our next guest is a guest that we have had on the show, and she's always welcome here. Joining us right now is a registered dietitian. She's a nationally recognized nutrition expert. She holds a Master of Science in Human Nutrition from the Columbia University. You've seen her in all kinds of magazines and television shows. Joining us right now is Mia Sin. Hi, Mia. How are you? And welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back.
Here we are now in the third month of the new year, and people are thinking about what can we eat that is not only tastes good, but is also healthy? Because my kind of mantra is that if it tastes good, probably is not good for you. So how do we get around that, Mia?
Yes, I agree with you. I mean, the great news is that there's little tweaks here and there that you can make that make a huge difference for the health of your heart when it comes to diet. There was a survey that was conducted by OnePoll that found that nearly 50% of respondents are hoping to diversify the types of cuisine they cook, but don't know where to start. And so I have three meal planning recipes that are easy to make and heart friendly.
Okay.
So we can start with breakfast, if that sounds good to you.
That's the best place to start. Okay, let's try that first.
Yes. Yeah, so for breakfast, I make customizable egg cups. And these are easy to make, great for busy weekday mornings. All you're going to do is whisk together eggs, cheese, and almond milk, then cook your vegetables in Rosola corn oil, add that to your batter, and bake in your muffin pan. You can enjoy those with a side of fruit and whole grain toast or an easy, balanced breakfast.
Okay, now you just mentioned something there when you said cheese. I could live on cheese. Is cheese okay for the heart?
So cheese should definitely be incorporated in moderation. You want to, when it comes to dairy products, you want to choose low fat or non-fat varieties. You want to avoid the high fat ones. But, you know, there's room for, I'm kind of an all foods fit type of person, but of course with being mindful. And so in this recipe, there's not a lot of cheese added, but you know, it has so much great flavor. So I incorporated it into this breakfast dish.
Okay. Now what about lunch?
So for lunch, I make a chicken burrito bowl, and chicken's a lean protein, so it's great for this dish. All you're going to do is cook your chicken and bell peppers with corn oil, lime juice, and seasonings. Transfer to a serving bowl, and you can serve with cilantro, salsa, guacamole, and brown rice. Super easy.
Okay, and now we're going to jump to dinner.
So for dinner, I make taco-stuffed peppers, and this is a great dish because it's family-friendly. You're going to saute your chicken, onion, garlic, tomatoes, black beans, and rice with corn oil. And once that's cooked through, divide the mixture among bell peppers and top with cheese. And one thing I wanted to note is that I like to use corn oil because it has a high smoke point, which means that it performs well in a variety of cooking applications, from stir-frying and sauteing to grilling and baking. And a lot of people may not realize that all cooking oils have a smoke point that, once exceeded, can negatively affect the food's flavor. So choosing a cooking oil with a high smoke point is great when you're cooking different ingredients for long durations of time.
See, I've never heard of the term smoke point. Of course, I've never heard of the term kitchen because I don't know what goes on in there. Explain that, that smoke point again.
All cooking oils have a smoke point, and once it's exceeded, it negatively affects the food's flavor. So I think a lot of home cooks may have experienced that firsthand, where it kind of gets smoky in your kitchen. But the great thing about corn oil is that it has a smoke point of 450 degrees Fahrenheit, so you can use it for grilling, sauteing, baking, all different types of high-heat cooking applications, and you don't have to worry about exceeding that smoke point.
Now, we talked about breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now here's the tough part when it comes to eating healthy. What do you do for a snack between 7 and 11? Because that is a downfall of millions of people every day.
Yes. Well, on my website, nutritionbymia.com, I share a lot of snack ideas that can help satisfy sweet cravings or crunchy cravings that are, of course, better for you. So I know later in the day, a lot of us crave sweets. So I have a lot of fruit-based sweet treats that satisfy that craving, but without the added sugar and with, nutrition, sort of nutritionist approved. And, you know, when it comes to general heart health, I have a few tips. So one of them is to simply cut back on using salt to flavor your foods and take advantage of fresh spices and herbs to give it flavor. A little bit goes a long way. And then, of course, cutting back on high-fat dairy and red meat, that will make a huge difference as well. And then finally, using a heart-healthy cooking oil when you're cooking your meals.
What about this herb that you talk about to spice it up a little bit? Like what?
I really like rosemary. I think that's super flavorful and a little bit goes a long way. But you can't go wrong with garlic, onion. I think that a little bit goes a long way with those as well, and it works in virtually any savory dish.
We always talk about cholesterol-free cooking. I assume that we're including that in the type of cooking oil that you're talking about. Is this difficult to prepare? I joke around, but it's true. I have a problem with toast. I'm really a zero in the kitchen. Is this something that someone like myself can embrace and with not a lot of difficulty or brains, as far as that goes, because I really am bad in the kitchen.
Yeah, these are super approachable meal ideas, and that's really the kind of recipes that I share with my clients and readers. Are you know, they don't require a lot of ingredients, so they're easy to make, they don't take much time, and they'll fit into anyone's busy lifestyle, no matter if you're a seasoned chef or a novice home cook.
And we talk about it being healthy for your heart. Does it do anything for your weight? I mean, will it keep pounds off to cook healthy?
I think cooking meals at home, the meals prepared at home are typically lower in saturated fat and sodium and higher in nutrients like filling fiber. And I'm a huge advocate of, you know, balanced meals that pair fiber and protein and your vegetables, whole grains. And when you kind of focus on all of those components in your meals, it's naturally satisfying and you're less likely to overeat. So I think it supports weight management without trying when you just focus on building balanced meals.
And your suggestion, as the pro you are, is Mazola corn oil.
Yes, and I like it because it has a neutral flavor and it works with all different types of cooking applications. And it also has plant sterols, which clinical studies have shown that eating foods with plant sterols can help lower your cholesterol by blocking bad cholesterol from being absorbed. So a lot of those heart-healthy benefits.
Boy, a lot of good information we got today from registered dietitian, nationally recognized nutrition expert, and founder of Nutrition by Mia, Mia Sen. Mia, where can we go for more information?
For more information, you can visit Mazola.com, and all of these recipes are on my website, NutritionByMia.com.
Nutrition by Mia. Mia, it's always nice having you here. Stay safe, and we look for your return, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wow, a lot of information by registered dietitian Mia Sen. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include T.J. Levinsky from Public Broadcasting, Ted McFall with the TV show on Discovery Plus, Attack of the Murder Hornets, country legend Loretta Lynn, and from the third season of New Amsterdam, Tyler Nobine. Also want to thank comedian Tom Arnold, comedian Tommy Davidson from the Tamron Hall Show, Tamron Hall and Mia Singh. Well, we'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.